Hello, my name is Srishti Garg, and I'm going to tell you about Apple computers. I chose this topic because I always wanted to know why Steve Jobs wanted to invent Apple computers and how did they get the idea of making them. Apple computers has a long, interesting history. The Apple computer was started by three people named Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne. Jobs and Wozniak worked in Jobs' garage to make the very first computer, Apple Computer 1. On April 1, 1976, the Apple Computer Company was founded. Then on January 3, 1977, the Apple Computer Company was then renamed to Apple Computer Inc. Then Jobs found a worker named Scully and made him a CEO. All of a sudden, in October 2003, Steve became sick with cancer and had to get a surgery done. He didn't want to leave the office, but he had no choice. When his cancer was cured, he went back to the Apple Company and he continued building new computing devices. Nowadays, Apple produces more than people could ever ask for. Apple makes computers, iPhones, Macs, and iPads. The Apple computers benefited California because it made our life much easier and faster. The first thing that is on my poster board is, Steve Jobs, the inventor of Apple computers, lived in Silicon Valley with four kids and a wife named Lauren Powell. Steve was a thoughtful person and a good salesman. He thought ahead and always thought of new ways to build a computer. Next on my poster board, it shows that the Apple Company was founded and the Apple logo was created. Apple's logo has changed over the past few years, and right now our logo is a silver or white apple. Then on my poster board, it says that in 1978, the Apple invented a new computer called the Apple Lisa. The Apple Lisa's ad was on the Super Bowl and soon became a big hit. Next, it says that Apple made another new computer called Macintosh, and it was much more cheaper and had more useful software. Finally, it says that after an internal power struggle, Scully then had the rights to fire Steve Jobs and find someone else. Steve Jobs left Apple in 1985 and found a new company called Next. The Apple company was about to go bankrupt when Steve joined back to Apple because he saw how much trouble they were facing against other computer companies. Steve helped them get back on track and made sure he thought of new ideas. Thank you for listening to my presentation about Apple computers.